Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is People Management Training. Managing people is difficult because everyone has their own mind, and the contents of the mind differs greatly. So what you think is good, they think is bad. What you think is unacceptable behavior, they think is standard practice. So people management is tricky. If you want to be good at people management, then you will need specialized training. The training should be designed to show you how you can change your thoughts, words, and actions in order to achieve the goal of getting the best from others around you. The People Management Training course should provide you with a set of coherent ideas together with the associated skills that will enable you to achieve the goal. The training should have some fundamental principles upon which the rest of the course is built. The following is a brief overview of the fundamental principles of people management. In order to manage people effectively, learn three major skills. 1. Skills relating to thinking and speaking with clarity. 2. Skills relating to thinking and speaking with reason. 3. Skills relating to thinking and speaking with positive emotions. If you want wisdom in a nutshell, then note the following. Be clear. Be rational, be positive. The above statement sounds good, but it's a little bit abstract. Let us look at each one in turn. Be clear. Clarity pertains to two things. 1. Clarity of purpose, and 2. Clarity in language. Clarity of purpose. Clarity of purpose is recognition of the fact that success requires that you achieve your goals. But it is difficult for your team to achieve a non-existent or unidentified goal. If you want to get the best from yourself and others, then set down a clear goal. Know what you want to achieve within a specific time frame. Become a goal-focused individual. Failure to be goal-focused will result in you simply responding to the conditions set by those other people who are goal-focused. In addition, ask every other member of the group for their goals. If they don't have them, then encourage them to set goals. Your aim should be to develop a team of people, all of whom have a goal-focused mentality. Clarity in language. Clear goals are the key, and that will require clear language. Clear ideas expressed in unclear language would be a cause of error and frustration. The ability to think and speak and write in clear, concise, and accurate language is essential. How can you improve the clarity of your communication? There are many ways. Here are some of the best. 1. Describe things in numerical terms. Don't say, "I would like you to try to improve your sales results." Instead say, "I would like you to try to improve your sales by 10% in the next 3 months. 2. Define all major terms. Define and contrast all similar but different terms. Example: distinguish between leadership and management, opinion and fact, reason and excuse, wish and goal, determined versus stubbornness, gut feel versus guess. Clear thinking is a prerequisite for clear communication. Each of the above pairs need to be separated and defined before you go into the meeting. Here are some others for you to ponder the meaning. Fairness and equality and justice. Good versus pleasurable. Funny versus insult. Feedback versus insult. Each of the above are common sources of problems. If you have trouble with organizing your thoughts on these issues, then attend our people management course. Here is my point. Before the meeting, clearly define your most important ideas to yourself. 2. Be rational. Reason is mankind's means of survival. Your mind is given to you, but its contents are not. In order to survive, you must think. But thinking is not an automatic process. The connections of logic are not made by instinct. The function of your stomach and your heart is automatic. The function of your mind is not. In order to survive, you must initiate and sustain a process of rational thought. In order to minimize your errors, be logical. Logic is the method of reason and the laws of valid inference. What does it mean to be rational? Well, to be rational means many things, especially the following. 1. Act according to the facts, not your transient feelings or moods. 2. Never guess. Instead, calculate your best approximation. 3. Apply your rational faculty to every issue. 4. Treat all people reasonably, irrespective of your personal prejudices, likes, and dislikes. 5. Make decisions according to a decision matrix. 6. Operate according to your plan, not to your mood. 7. Always have a plan. 8. Accept valid criticism and ponder how you can improve your performance. 9. Don't become fearful. 10. Don't become overconfident. 11. Define and refine your philosophy of reason. 12. Learn all the logical fallacies, brackets, ways to be illogical. 13. Learn the laws of logic, brackets, the laws of valid inference. 14. Don't fantasize. Instead, set goals and build practical plans. 15. Aim high and start designing rocket ships. Be positive. Create and sustain a positive mental attitude. Your attitude is the sum total of all the thoughts, feelings, and beliefs that you have about any issue. Your attitudes are vitally important because your attitudes affect your daily behavior. Your attitudes affect how you will speak, feel, act, and react. And because every action creates a reaction, people around you will be affected by your attitudes. You have attitudes towards politicians, religion, immigration, climate change, technological advance, your work colleagues, general public, and yourself. This is your self-concept. The essence of your attitudes is your habitual thoughts. We are creatures of habit, and we tend to think, act, and speak in habitual patterns. Habitual patterns of thought and action can be a blessing or a curse. It depends if your habitual patterns tend to create adaptive progress and mutually beneficial relationships, or if your patterns of thought and behavior tend to create emotional states of fear, confusion, ill favor, and conflict. The point is this: become more conscious of what you're thinking about. At any moment in time, you are making subconscious decisions about three things. 1. What you are thinking about. 2. What this thing means to you. And 3. What you will do or say about it. You get into habits in relation to these three decisions. You know some people who habitually think that the worst will happen, think that it will mean a disaster, and then worry themselves and others to death about the contents of their own mind. Others have the opposite pattern. They think about the possibilities that exist. They think about how wonderful it would be if they could be brought into existence. And they think about what they could do to bring the best possible scenario into existence. Because most people don't think about thinking, most people oscillate between these two extremes. One day optimistic, one day fearful, one day motivated and strong, next day motivated and weak. Don't be an oscillator. Take control of your mind and direct it. Listen to other people and direct the conversation towards positive answers to the questions. Rephrase the questions to read as follows. 1. What opportunities are there to improve on the current situation? 2. What will it mean to us if we did improve on the current situation? 3. What do we need to do to maximize the future? That is what we mean by being clear, rational, and positive. Thank you.